Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Congress will be scrambling this week to come up with a budget bill to fund the government through next September. The deadline was Wednesday. House and Senate negotiators have already asked for an extension. Debate over extending unemployment benefits continues. And at the White House, President Obama will make a much-anticipated announcement about which of the NSA review panel's recommendations on surveillance he'll take up. Let's bring in NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving with a look at the week ahead. And Ron, start with those budget negotiations. Where are we and what are the sticking points?
Robin, we've still got a couple of days to go before Wednesday, but there's just too much in the way of putting flesh on the bones here for Congress to get done in 48 hours. So they've arranged to get another three-day extension. You can do that if you're Congress. And they've got a clean bill that won't involve a lot of amendments that'll get them on to Friday. And then they really do have to, by Friday, make some agreements with regard to some of these sticking points. It's a $1 trillion omnibus bill. It rolls together all 12 of the usual appropriations bills. But in all of these literally thousands and tens of thousands of funding decisions, the two that really have gotten the most attention have been food stamps, where the two chambers, Senate and House, have been far apart on how much to cut the program. There are going to be cuts to the program, but how much has been the crucial issue. And the other, of course, are the very unpopular cuts to veterans' benefits down the road that were part of the general budget agreement that set up this vote.
Okay, so we'll keep an eye on that and those two major sticking points. But meanwhile, there's the debate over extending unemployment benefits. We were hearing on Friday that those disappointing jobs numbers might be fuel for people who were backing extending the unemployment. Where are we with that?
Well, they are fuel for the people who would like to extend benefits for at least 3 months or preferably for a year. But, you know, the other part of that report on Friday said that the overall jobless rate had dropped to 6.7%, down from 7%. And so a lot of Republicans are saying, you see, the employment problem is getting better. And they maintain that people on long and extended unemployment benefits are actually disincentivized to look for a job. We're talking about after 26 weeks here. Mm-hmm. So there are about 1.5 million Americans that have already been put off of these benefits. And there will be more with every passing month as we go through 2014. So the Senate right now is looking at a possible deal. A week ago, they got 60 votes to go forward, but they can't get 60 votes to overcome the next phase of the filibuster forest unless they come up with a way to pay for the, well, pretty extensive cost of extending these benefits. That's $6 billion for 3 months and correspondingly more for every period of time you add on after that.
Hmm. Well, we also mentioned President Obama making an announcement on Friday about the NSA panel's recommendations. Before that, the panel will testify at a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. You know, we're hearing things like the panel recommended adding an appointee to the super-secret FISA court and changing the leadership of the NSA. What do Senate members want to ask about?
The Senate members are going to press for something far larger. They will, in some cases, say that the NSA should cease and desist with its metadata collection program, that they should back off of the take-it-all-in philosophy that they've had, really going back even before 9/11, but especially since the attacks of September 2001. And they're going to ask that the NSA really redefine its role entirely. Radical changes. The president does not seem to be contemplating that, certainly nothing beyond the recommendations of his own panel and that 300-page report that he took home to Hawaii to read over the Christmas vacation. So on Friday, he's going to tell us exactly what he will agree to. We do expect him to accept that recommendation for a privacy advocate who gets involved in the NSA decisions when they get court approval to do what they do. And he will make some other changes in the NSA leadership. But we're still going to have that metadata program.
Well, we just want to touch very briefly on the fact that today federal auditors are investigating whether any of the Sandy relief funds were misused by Governor Chris Christie, who, of course, is caught up in the bridge scandal. We will keep an eye on that over the course of the day. I'm sure we'll be reporting on that later today on All Things Considered. Ron Elving, senior Washington editor for NPR. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.